Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm so mad at my computer. All right, so I get
to... That's a Steve Martin reference.
I get all ready to do the show, and then I forgot what I was going to start with.
Bring the funny.
And then I remember.
Cinco de Mayo?
To bring the funny on the... Well, of course it's Cinco de Mayo, but I was waiting to get this up there.
Fiesta.
Margarita at the Los Iguanos Taco.
Guacamole extra.
Oh, I love some guac right now.
Real guac. Tableside. What's that
farm restaurant across from guac?
What's the restaurant right across from
Rosa Mexicana, Mike?
Yes.
Rosa Mexicana.
With the tableside.
And they say that'll be $113 for a plate of guac.
It's parking and guac.
That's right. Parcamole.
Parcamole.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi.
Hi, guys.
Is this Dora?
I'm going to play them all.
That's good.
My youth. Around 3 a.m. That's when Zio Humberto...
You're like a Mexican Phil Spector.
Would get the dual CD player going and mess up because you're so drunk.
Yeah.
Then when you hear multiple songs and everybody would be like, Humberto!
Mike is guaranteed that the Mexicans are going to build a wall of sound.
Oh, that's
see,
right.
Let's see, hold on. That's the orange line going to Mexican restaurant.
I'm sorry.
Nice.
So
that's the name of this song?
Are you saying WMATA's getting involved? In the celebration.
That's the green line to Casa de Panepinibur.
Let me ask a question. Is this holiday anywhere near any other drinking day? Will there be people will blow off Friday to go party like St. Patrick's Day? People will do that?
I'll say this, that it's a big day for Corona and Dos Equis here in the States.
And Margarita.
They move more Corona and Dos Equis today than they do in any other holiday during the year.
So it's Corona and the big specials.
I applaud Corona for taking what is, in a sense, essentially a really crap beer and marketing it by saying, with a lime, it's good.
I love Corona.
Well, of course you do.
I had six Corona on Wednesday night.
It's almost like having a real beer.
As a noted alcoholic, I will tell you about the holiday of Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
It always caught me by surprise, believe it or not. It would always be, I said, you guys don't want to go out tonight? No, we were partying last night with Cinco de Mayo, the people that were more alcoholic than I was.
Yeah.
And I would be like, oh, God, I forgot about that. You forgot about Cinco de Mayo? It was never something I paid
attention to. What about O'Mara's? You're telling me an Irish pub didn't celebrate it?
No, we didn't.
Cinco O'Mara.
Cinco O'Mara.
We celebrated it. I'm sure we celebrated, but I probably always kind of... It always fell on a bad day for me, and I never really thought of that. Because it always comes right around. We've got the Kentucky Derby.
There is a lot going on.
And in Washington, D.C., the D.C. area, you've got the Gold Cup still. Would it be Gold
Cup? Yeah, and it's going to be a slop fest tomorrow.
It's going to be totally rainy.
Oh, it's
Go. Nobody goes to the Gold Cup when it rains.
No, and you know what? The Gold Cup sucks even when it's beautiful.
Oh, it does not suck. Are you kidding me?
You've never been in a corporate tent, Robert.
Well, then I guess I haven't been in a corporate tent. The only time I went is my horse that I was riding came in fifth. And so when you finish
why
out
do
of the
you
money.
Think the Gold Cup sucked? What did the Gold Cup do to you?
I went and I just found it disorganized and not much to look at. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
But they
do
have
you remember
all
the pretty girls dressed up?
I was with my wife, so I wasn't allowed to look at the pretty girls. I had the prettiest girl.
Oh, boo.
Oh.
I remember a giant fight with my ex-wife after the Gold Cup because I did my usual Mike O'Mara drunk and tell, which has brought people back to the house.
Did anyone?
Because I never went to the party.
Did anyone bet on the fight?
Now it was just, I remember, I seem to remember a negative with that. And it was just, I think fondly of the Gold Cup because it was really close to where I lived. I could
That's
just
true.
Drive a few miles west and be
Mike,
involved.
In how'd it. You like to come back to my place?
Yeah, boy.
is that a new one for you?
Yeah, I found that.
It's not
morning.
A new.
No, but it's,
no,
just,
it's new for Rob.
I said, this will really come in handy.
Yeah, boy.
Can I steal that?
Flavor Flav.
Would you be a deer and send that to me? I like that.
Straight away. Straight away.
Flavor Flav. Due to the current weather forecast Saturday, please dress warmly. The ground may be wet in areas. Please wear the proper shoe attire.
That's right.
Oh, it's terrible when the Gold Cup's got to be sunny and 75. That's
sunny,
the,
75, you know, and sundresses.
Yeah, sundress. It's not going to be that. So it'll be
sunny and 85, Mike, like a former quarterback.
And water moccasins.
It's what, going to be a disaster. It's going to be a total disaster. It's going to be horrible.
I thought it was a shoe.
It's a poisonous shoe,
moccasin,
Mike.
Moccasin, shoe.
It's a poisonous shoe found in D.C. creek beds. The water moccasin.
My son's pretty obsessed with snakes, and he's been talking about the water moccasin. They actually had a news story down here. This area is so, if you come down to Florida and you think creepy crawlers and you see all those stories about the python, the Burmese python out in the Everglades, they are thriving. There's actually a map that shows you just how they're very prolific. They're like rabbits, and so they breed and they're all over the other. But these areas down here, these communities, they're so sanitized.
Uh-huh.
They're so crawling with landscaping workers every single day that the creepy crawlers don't get through anymore. They're disrupted and they're not here. So when they had a water moccasin, otherwise known as a cottonmouth, extremely venomous snake.
The only poisonous snake in Virginia, as a matter of fact.
No.
Only snake that gets
true.
High on a regular basis.
I think that is the only poisonous snake that is native to Virginia.
No, they're copperheads and they're also
A lot of those are transients.
Do you know... hold on a second. I lived next to Rattlesnake Ridge.
Yeah.
I took a 4-foot rattlesnake out of my backyard in Haymarket, Virginia.
Then why did I don't know why I was taught this. I was taught that the water moccasin is the only poisonous snake that you have to look
steak.
Out for. Steak in Virginia.
Oh. No. I remember taking the dead snake, carrying it over to my neighbor's house. And I'm not proud of the fact that I was just terrified. I had a toddler sleeping in the back of my car, and I killed it because I was scared of it. And I brought it over. He said, that's the fifth one I've seen.
Wow.
Because he'd had five of them come through because we were right next to, I think it was called, what was the mountain? Oh, my God. Now I don't even remember the mountain.
Sugarloaf Mountain?
No.
Bull Run Mountain. Bull Run Mountain was the mountain where they called it Rattlesnake Ridge because there were so many eastern.
I stand corrected. Yeah. That's what I was taught.
You have three varieties. You have the northern copperhead, eastern cottonmouth, and timber rattlesnake.
Yeah. Okay.
Timber rattlesnake. I guess it was a timber rattler as opposed to an eastern diamondback, which we have down here in Florida.
So the cottonmouth is that's the same thing as a water moccasin.
That's the same thing as a water moccasin, and it got it actually got a news story. They actually said they gave me an alert on my phone that said water moccasin sighted in Collier County. I'm like, what? You know, I understand an Amber Alert.
It sounds
really
like
do.
It might have been like traveling in disguise, like you're going to see a snake in a hat.
No, it's a snake. You live in Florida. What the hell do you expect down here? Come on.
You know what you listen for when you're listening for a timber rattlesnake in the woods?
What?
What's that?
Yo-ho.
Like Timber Tina? Do you have the clip of Timber?
I do.
Be very quiet. I think there are snakes around here. Let's listen. Let's see if there's anything hiding.
When you get a 9-month callback, sometimes it's not at
the
forefront.
You got to go and find Timber Tina, of course, host of the Timber Tina Lumberjack Show up in the great state of Maine, where we all attended.
It was a wonderful show, and I believe I was the only one who stayed for the whole show.
Yeah, we left, Mike.
So there it is.
Man, she really great trim. Just really box.
Absolutely.
Big fangs. Very
big fangs.
Her calling card is that she was on an episode of Survivor, and I say episode, not season, because she was the first one voted off her season.
She was, but a fine show, and she stocks it with strapping young men.
Oh,
surrounding
yeah.
Yes.
Her, right? Lots of pubic muscles.
The way he goes. Yes, like the guy yesterday.
Well, but it's today. He's teasing
he
ahead.
College with.
He's teasing ahead.
I understand. I've lost my train of thought.
We're talking about the Cinco de Mayo.
Rattlesnakes.
The Cinco de Mayo rattlesnakes. Anyway, so my new app, Carla made me, because of the little guy, get an app on my phone for the local news station down here.
Okay.
And they are insane with the alerts. They're insane with the alerts. And that was the one that I said, okay, I know it's a venomous snake, but This is a pretty big area down here. And I hope we get clarity when we have a special guest on the show next week.
Tuesday. Is that when he's coming on? It'll be on Tuesday.
Tuesday on the show, a web star is coming on to join us. I don't know if you've ever, you know, surfed YouTube. You'll probably stumble on videos from this guy. His name is Coyote Peterson. Mm-hmm. And Coyote is, my son is fascinated with this guy. I don't know where he's based. He travels California. He travels overseas. He gets out into the wilderness. He goes to South America. But he is an animal expert. He's kind of a modern day Jack Hanna.
Yeah, and we actually featured him in the audio vault about a week and a half ago. Remember when a snapping turtle clamped down on his hand because his system to soften the bite failed.
Yeah,
because
a
dowel rod.
Yeah, going to do it.
And so we got to hear him yell pretty good.
He's been stung by bees. He's been stung by scorpions. He does that, and that's what made him an internet sensation. And I want to get the Florida wildlife lowdown.
Yeah.
on him. Not only you know what to look for and maybe avoid, but how I'd like to see it because I'm actually quite fascinated with it. I go like fishing down around the rocks and stuff, and I'm always keeping my eyes peeled because there you never know when a creepy crawler
especially in Florida.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. We have all these sanitized communities, but they're right next to wide open spaces. And they clear land here all the time. But I'm very curious to know because I have not, and I'm probably a little cavalier about it when I'm walking around and looking for creepy crawlers. You just don't see them that much. What the hell are you chuckling at?
A Florida guy.
You're over there sharing a private joke with your fellow nerd, Nick. And
I'm trying
just
to find a show pick, and I found a Florida guy who took a selfie with a venomous snake and got bitten by the snake.
Mike, I understand there's rattlesnakes.
Because he says got bitten, because that would probably be the greatest grammatical error you see. Where
yeah,
it's like,
Pony.
Well, he got bit. No, Pony was correct the way he said it.
Oh, he did.
He got bit.
Damn it.
I hate got bit. I hate got bit.
All those snakes they found were at the Easter Village.
That's a snake haven during the summer.
Yeah, it's like a rat's nest. And you know what? I don't know if it's just me, but I hate when Mac smiles. Mac, don't smile.
Yeah. Now, keep those fangs away from us.
Keep a straight face. No, it's just I think he's more handsome when he's more stoic. Stoic.
I put Mac on my show prep again today. I want to find out about his new game that he didn't mention.
Oh.
He just said, "I love this game," and you put a picture. When you post on social media, Matt, we'll get to you in a minute. When you post on social media though, be aware that not everybody is in your world. Okay, you little narcissistic hump.
Wow.
Anyway, that's it. So
Cinco de Mayo will not be celebrated in the Santana household.
Why
not?
Why?
Because I am an adult now. I will not run out and get yet another excuse to get drunk to an extent that I probably would break up with my girlfriend or fiance because that's what Cinco de Mayo does for everyone out there. You get too hammered.
Cinco de Mayo means break up with your girlfriend, doesn't it? In Spanish?
In Latin culture.
Yes. Now, let me translate. What that says is Oscar will not be celebrating. I got the regular part.
You
all understood that.
Yes.
He will not be celebrating on Friday, Cinco de Mayo. I got the full translation, which means he's not doing that because he's going to go get loaded on Kentucky Derby Day.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This was me, Brian Butterfield, 6 months ago before starting my diet plan.
Flat today.
But just look at me now. I feel like a new man thanks to the Butterfield diet. The results have been incredible. Okay, here's your weekday plan. Breakfast, 1 cornflake, toasted with low-fat spread. Drink, hot water. Lunch, small raw potato, peeled. Salad, mini lettuce leaf. Drink, room temperature water. Dinner, square of low-fat turkey breast. Baked bean in low-fat tomato sauce. Broccoli shavings, drink, chilled water. Then, at the weekend, it's time for a reward. Saturday is treat day. For 24 hours, you can literally eat anything.
Pizza, birthday pie, pints of cream, pork cylinders, potato grids, artificial bacon, large Macs.
You name it.
Sandwich casserole, chocolate quail's eggs, garlic pudding, fluffy ruffs, hoisin crispy owl, pasta pillows, bonbon bonbons, McFortune cookies. It's up to you. Discount foie gras, egg and ham slabs, during dinner mince, mystery meat, quiches Lorraine, 20 cheese omelette. Anything goes. Just remember, you've only got 24 hours and not a second longer. The Butterfield Diet Plan. Order it exclusively online at www.butterfielddiet.com. Call now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know.
In the know.
In the know.
We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 now on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Our show today brought to you by Pro Flowers. We would like to take a moment and salute all of the moms out there, all of the moms who, because of us, because of this, what I'm telling you today, will receive beautiful flowers from Pro Flowers. Your mom suffered for you.
Yes.
She put up with all that stuff you did. She took care of you. She brought you back from illness. She cries for you. She loves you. She worries about you.
Yes.
Thank goodness for mom, and thank goodness Mother's Day gives you a chance to show your appreciation by getting some delightful Pro Flowers. When you send the 100 Blooms for Mom bouquet from Pro Flowers this Mother's Day, you'll make a dazzling impression. It comes with a free glass vase, and it's just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. If you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to a premium vase, include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. Choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way. Mrs. O'Mara got the flowers that I sent, the 100 Blooms for Mom bouquet, and she adores it.
Yes.
And by the way, they're so fresh when she got her bouquet that they haven't opened yet. That's how fresh these flowers are.
You get to watch them bloom.
Because they are the freshest flowers you're going to get, and Carla loves hers. I was a hero in my house. Be a hero in your house. Mom loves fresh flowers. The only way to get 100 Blooms for Mom with a free glass vase starting at $19.99 is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com and code TMOS. When you click the mic, this stunning bouquet sells out fast, so order yours today. Keep tabs on that, boys.
Yes.
I want to find out, because sometimes they pivot. They want you to get something else. So I want to make sure the Blooms of Love are, you know, sold out. By the way, as I'm listening to that, I'm thinking of a new character. I rarely let people in on the process.
Oh.
But,
oh. Inside the DJ studio?
When I was getting, when I was down at the hospital doing my pre-surgery blood work, where you go in and they do that, a woman came up, a woman of larger carriage. And I want to know how sexist, fattest, or whatever. I'm a fat guy, but I was thinking I'd like to do a character, a heavy woman on the show.
Okay.
Because this woman came up to the counter, and she had something to say to the lady at the counter, and she got lightheaded, and she was out of breath. And I just thought it would be,
hemoglobin.
Peggy or something like that. You know, we
Brenda.
Used to do a Peggy.
Pearl.
Brenda. Pearl. Pearl. No, Pearl would be. Anyway, I'll be working on that. I'll be working on that. And
heavy woman?
Well, no, the only way I will do it will it be if I can successfully get the laugh down. And the laugh.
Oh, she had a laugh?
No. The laugh is from a tape we played of a big woman. And I know that it's just like, and I'll see if I figure it out.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Is it more of a wheeze?
It's more of a kind of a breathless, out of breath laugh.
Like one of the Simpson sisters, Marge's sisters.
Yeah, Patty and Selma.
Close in the
but not as
ballpark.
Smoky, probably.
I might have to synthesize it. I'll see.
Was she in for chafing?
She was in, I think, with her daughter. It looked
maybe
like
an emphysema laugh.
She had she had an issue though. She was a large woman, and she had some issues. But it's interesting.
Clogged.
And we'll see. Do you want to do this?
I'm a dummy.
Why don't we give our Barry's winner?
Yeah.
Do
it now.
Do you want to do that?
I would love that.
At the front of the show.
I would love that.
This is our Slacker Child Contest that we're doing for Mother's Day. This is for Sherry's Berries, and this is wonderful. We asked you why you are a Slacker Child, and we asked you to send in letters, and the winning letter actually gets a wonderful Berries gift from Sherry's Berries.
To the mother, to make up for the fact that you're such a lousy kid.
Exactly. And listen, send us a letter. Tell us why you're a Slacker Child. And you too can get delicious Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping by visiting berries.com. Just click the microphone and use the code TMOS. That's BERRIES.com and TMOS. Thank you, Sherry's Berries. If you want to enter our Sherry's Berries from Slacker's Kids contest, post your entry on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. Let's call mom right now after we read this letter. I never did a single chore until I was 18.
Oh.
My mom made my bed, washed my clothes, and cooked for me. I never lifted a finger because I was a slacker. To this day, she still clips coupons for me every Sunday and mails them to me because she knows I won't. And happily buys her grandkids anything they need because I am still a slacker.
Oh.
Stacy P.
To this day, she remains.
Would that be Stacy Peters?
Probably, no, I think so. Paluchek. It's Palachek? Paluchek?
It's a P1. Let's call Donna, her mom. Let's call Stacy's mom.
She's got it going on.
Calling.
You're not sending out like, hey, do you want some free berries? Are you?
No.
All right, very good. Let's call Donna Peters.
Donna.
Let's see what happens.
Hello.
Who?
Yes, looking for Donna Peters, please.
This is she.
Donna Peters is Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you today?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. We've got some wonderful news for you. We're doing a contest for slacker children, and your daughter calls herself a slacker, Stacy. Apparently, Stacy didn't do any chores, and you did all the chores around the house. Stacy wants to reward you, Donna, by giving you delicious Sherry's Berries for Mother's Day. Congratulations.
Well, yum-ho.
Yum-ho. That's right. Yum-ho. That sounds like Tim Bertina. Yum-ho. That's fantastic, Donna. That is absolutely wonderful. Congratulations. You've got a wonderful daughter who does love you, even though she's a slacker, and you will be enjoying delicious Sherry's Berries. These berries start
a bunch.
It's my pleasure. It is my pleasure, dear heart. I hope you enjoy these berries. And are you a strawberry fan?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sure.
Chocolate.
And chocolate. There you go. Will Stacy be taking you out on Mother's Day or doing anything else for you?
Unfortunately, she lives in Indiana. And I live in South Carolina, so I don't get to see her much.
Well, God bless you, and I hope you have. You sound like a wonderful mom,
yes.
And I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day, Donna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Do we need any more information?
No, we're all good. Happy Mother's Day, my dear.
Have a wonderful Mother's Day, Mom.
That's
thank
wonderful.
You. Okay, you take care of yourself, okay? Bye.
All right. There we go.
Right. South Carolina, really?
I couldn't even be funny. I couldn't. She was too sweet.
She's so
she was too sweet.
Sweet
a mom.
Yeah, not a trace of an accent.
I felt like I was talking to a woman who was baking and just taking some time out to come out.
Well, thank you. Aren't you nice boys?
And I just
lose. Chocolate.
And chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So she did it. And I, by the way, when my mom, God rest her soul, was around, I gave her berries every single Mother's Day. So please do that. And we thank you. And we thank Sherry's Berries and all
very
that.
Very sweet.
Speaking of slackers, Mac, are you going to be doing anything for your long-suffering mom on Mother's Day?
I'll be giving her Sherry's Berries.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Nice job, Mac.
That is wonderful. Between game playing, I was thinking about you, believe it or not, reading an article. This is how my mind went to Mac.
Yeah.
And this is interesting.
I'm
reading an article in Men's Health magazine, and they are doing the Army Ranger fit test.
You know, that magazine, the two words in the name, neither of them really apply to Mac.
Well, they don't apply to me either.
No, but you're a man.
Yeah.
But I'm reading Men's Health, and as I'm reading this magazine, the article, it's the Army Ranger. I always thought, you always think Navy SEALs. Navy SEALs. Apparently, the smartest people in our military are Army Rangers. The fitness training and combined with the psychological training, you would think it's Navy SEAL,
yeah.
But apparently they they just do this grueling stuff, wearing a, you know, a 50-pound pack on their back with a dummy rifle that weighs an extra 10 pounds and just doing a 10-mile run followed by a slag through hiking. It's just it's constant that, and then it's just obstacles and all this. And I'm reading this, and you're talking to these guys like 38, 39. Guy's done 4 tours. Another guy's done 11 tours. You're reading about these amazing overachievers, and I'm thinking, well, boy, you know, those guys are 39. I always thought it was a really young man's game, but no, these guys are out there getting it done. And somehow I drifted to Mac and realized that this is how the process worked. When I play a video game, I do a lot of rappelling and I do a lot of grappling and a lot of climbing up the side of mountains. And I'm saying what's kind of sad is in my current condition, and even probably when I'm 100%.
Have you ever done that ever?
I've never done that. I don't think most people have it. I'm thinking, but I bet a lot of people do it with their little controllers, and it dropped. You know, it made me think of you, Mac. You're prime military age, and
Think about putting your life on the line for your country?
Wouldn't it be a good time to bring the draft back?
I was thinking about you, and you game all the time. That's what you do.
Yes,
the physical, as far as physical exercise, you know, at any time in your life, were you active physically?
Yes, I played lots of sports as a kid.
Oh, that's okay. A lie.
Lots of sports. Well, no, I played soccer, basketball,
crab
football.
Soccer?
No.
Now, was this Activision or Atari?
All right, let me talk to Mac for a minute. Okay, I know you'd, Rob, yeah. I know you'd like to jump on him. Let me just have a little dialogue with him, and then you can do all the picking on him you want.
Oh, I want to build him up.
You can purchase. Yeah, I'm sure you do. But when was the cutoff point with your activity in school?
High school.
Oh, high school. So you played a varsity sport?
No. I cut off.
You stopped.
Right when
high school
started, because that was when I tried out for the basketball team, and I was heartbroken that I did not get in.
Oh, there's nothing worse than getting cut. Yes, yeah. Rob Spiewak.
This is not to cut him down. This is just a baseline for the story. What high school did you go to?
Bishop O'Connell.
Oh, the Catholic high school in Falls Church. Okay, it's a very highly rated school.
What was your high school, Rob? What was
I went to James Madison, the Warhawks.
You were the War. Did you ever come across Bishop O'Connell? Do you ever play them in anything?
No, we didn't.
It's a big area.
O'Connell was Fairfax County, not in Fairfax County, farther in, and I don't think we associated with them.
That's a no?
They were the Socs.
They were the Socs. We were the Crips.
So I understand that. It's not that you have to play a varsity sport, but I was just thinking in terms of you're a big gamer. And you posted the other day on Facebook that I love this game. And the only thing you left out was the name of this game.
Well,
you understand how narcissistic that is, that everybody's going to assume that it's that game with the picture?
If you know the game, you will know the game.
Isn't that what we've been talking about
with
you?
This is like the birthday letters.
This is like the birthday letter. This is exactly like the whole... It's just not all your world. You got to expand. If you're going to post socially where I'm visiting that, you know, I want to know what's going on, you know, because you're a big gamer and I happen to be a big gamer at home. I do a lot of it now with this Far Cry game. I'm just winding down with it right now. I bought the other one. I bought Primal, Far Cry Primal. Ooh. That's the next one I'm going to be playing, even though I don't want to be like a caveman. I'm not into that, but we'll see.
Yeah, what are you into, Mac? Why don't you share the name of the game, you jerk?
What's the name?
It's Legend of Zelda.
Oscar, that's uncalled for. Sorry. You don't need to call him a jerk.
The game is Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And the reason I say that...
You don't have to raise your hand, Rob. Rob, go ahead. Rob, I'll take the leash off.
Okay, I
go
will tell you this. No one cares. Now that we know the name of the game, no one cares. So let's go to something that I think people will find interesting. When you were at Bishop O'Connell High School, and this was what year? What class were you?
2009.
Ah, yes, the great 2009 class. Yes. What were your high school activities?
I was in a gaming club.
Yes.
I did actually play soccer in rec league.
Rec league soccer, but not JV or varsity.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good, though. That's physical activity. Did you play any rec league sports, Rob, when you were in high school?
Theater sports.
You didn't play any sports at all, correct?
No.
You didn't do anything club.
He didn't like the
in
sweat.
College?
No.
Mm-mm. When was the last time you played an organized sport yourself?
I swear to God, I couldn't tell you.
You didn't even play Little League, right?
No, I didn't do any of
remember
that.
Remember HBS was
Don't you remember
away.
My father? No, my parents.
This is sad. Should I play the sad
broken
music?
Home.
No, I do come from a broken home.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll keep this story brief, but it's one of my favorites.
Okay.
When Robert was going through chemotherapy, we were worried that it, and one of the symptoms of it for his leukemia is it can work against muscle development because it's
tone,
poison,
muscle
right?
Muscle tone.
And we were worried at the way he ran. He didn't run well. And so we took him to the doctor. And you met the doctor, his oncologist, Dr. Greenberg, was an amazing guy. And he said, Robert, today's going to be a fun appointment. We didn't know. We didn't tell Robert our concern. He said, you're going to run down the hall of this this medical office and then run back to me. And he, Robert said, that's my medicine today? He said, yeah. So he ran and he ran back. He said, all right, go on in and play. I want to talk to your parents. And the minute he was out of sight, Dr. Greenberg chuckled. He said, his muscles are fine. He's just not a good runner. So, but here's the capper. I go home and I call my father and tell him this story. And he says, well, it's time you knew. I said, what? He said, you know how Big Daddy's house was right next to your elementary school? I said, yeah. He said, well, your mom and I used to watch you at recess. You're a horrible runner, too. He comes by it naturally. I said, well, I know I'm a bad runner, but you really had to, like, watch me? You had to surveillance?
I'm not a bad runner. Palms up?
Well, just also, not good. I love Rob's kid. Robert III is a wonderful young man, and I'm not focusing this on him. I am curious as if you could analyze your bad running and what, because I think of running as an incredibly natural activity
for a
young man. Well, and it's like walking. What made you a bad runner?
Many times this word is perceived in a negative sense, but this is really just to describe the way I ran. I think it was spastic. And I don't mean anything against anyone save myself. So
were you worried about keeping your balance when you would run? Was that
no?
What
you know,
it was?
I wasn't clumsy, just bad at it. And you know what? I think because there was no there was no motivation
to run.
To run. I just didn't like it. I never did. My father did try to teach me how to swing a bat once.
Right.
But we didn't have a bat, so we used a dowel rod. You know, the kind that you use to extend on a paint roller like you would buy at a hardware store. That's all we had.
You guys wouldn't throw the football around or anything like that to run and catch?
No, not really.
You know, I am blessed when really I think sad. About that. My dad used to call it having it around. He said, you want to have it around? And we would go out, and both with baseball and with a football. Whenever my dad was around, I remember I was throwing a ball with him, and I'm starting to do that with my little guy. I don't know. There are two things I don't know yet about I know three things athletically about my son. The other day, I didn't mention this because I really don't like to do this, especially at this age, but I will brag if you'll allow me right now.
Yeah, you should.
Number one, I believe he may have gotten his mother's rhythm. I am now constantly playing music for him, and I'll say, okay, let's tap along to the beat, and he's kind of going... So I think he may have gotten his mom's rhythm if she's listening to this.
Let's get him a Lawrence Welk CD. It's a good starting point.
Might be the way it is. Number two, when I'm playing catch with them, I don't know what the age is where they can really be sharp, you know, in catching stuff. So I'll throw him, and he catches some of the stuffed animals, the furry stuffed animals I throw, and some of them he doesn't. Number three, they put a hockey stick in his hand the other day.
Carla saw the video.
Horrible video. I mean, really, it's just like, really, could you? It looks like what's the League of Their Own movie where they have that center fielder that they take the picture of for the team?
Yeah.
That's how far away my son is.
But know, it is League of Their Own, and was her name like Martha Glick?
Yeah.
The ugly one on the team.
Does she know she can zoom in?
Probably not.
There are so many features on the phone. So many features.
Takes a video on my phone. They put a hockey stick in his hand.
I was looking at it. I was like, which was little Michael?
Yeah.
The first time they put a hockey stick in his hand. He's been skating. He's okay. He does all right. But apparently he's ahead of the game for a little, you know, three-year-old, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. He's out there doing it. They put a hockey stick in his hand, and his coach goes over to the bench and grabbed a video camera. And Carla told me later she wanted to make sure she got it on tape because it was that impressive. And I looked at it, and suddenly he's running around the ice, and he's doing really, really well with the stick in his hand. So I think there's a potential that this might be a fit for him, but I have no idea because he's three, so I don't.
She's going to turn around at the end and say, for $30 more, I can get you this DVD.
That's right.
No, I don't think it rolls that way.
Because Mrs. O'Mara, he's obviously got no place in orchestra.
Wait till Olga hits you up.
Olga. Yeah. How many
it's
rupees?
Ridiculous. As a for a 3-year-old, it's ridiculous for me to even be talking about.
It's that. Not. I mean, look at Tiger Woods.
Yeah, he was swinging at such a young age. Yeah. He became one of the greatest.
Me, I want to be out there on the ice with that money. Just go.
In the South,
I want to take him, and I might even, you know, I know you're going to go, don't do that, but I might even throw the skates on and get out there.
Oh, my.
Nothing bad can come of that. Nothing bad at all.
With your new hips, yeah.
Yeah, I want to do. All right, I'll get the new one first, and then I'll do that. But then, because I
put on roller skates, but then go out on the ice.
I appreciate that. Mac?
Yes, Mike.
We'll deal with you later.
Okay.
We have to take a commercial break.
What
right
an
now.
Absolute dick response. Perfect. Yes, Mike.
I've been waiting, Mike.
I'm right here. Been here the whole time.
We'll be right
time.
Back. All right, thank you. Jeez. Mac gets everybody ramped up. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the new Mike O'Meara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Wow.
That was
Rob
wonderful.
Spiewak,
nice
the author
work.
Of that one right there. Pretty nice darn work. Fine job there.
The read, man. Love the read.
To the Mike O'Meara Show brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial, our neighbors in Washington, D.C. If you are thinking about buying a house, listen to this. These are some good folks, people, and the rates are still low. For now, by the way, pay attention to that because you know what? This is the time to do it. Fast approval on your financing gives you an edge to get the whole house you want, everybody. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the financial process quickly, the finance process. It's not a financial process, dumbass. It's a finance process. And they'll do it at the best rate possible. They helped you, Oscar, and they were, let's be honest about it. You gave them the business because they were local and they were our neighbors and they were our landlords. But then you came in raving about the process and how great they were at Cornerstone First Financial.
Mark and the guy said, look, this is our rate. Yeah. But we encourage you to look around. If you find a better rate, let us know. And I said, are you sure? But I also knew I had to do that, right?
Yeah.
So I called 4 big banks. They all came back with higher rates. I came right back. I said, you're right. Here we go. Cornerstone First Financial.
I hate big bank.
I do too. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Do they do lines of credit? That's a bank, really.
That would be
it,
a bank. This is more about real estate, Mike.
So I can't get my LOC from Cornerstone First Financial.
Well, I think that's an offline conversation we should have. Not
sorry about
spot.
That.
You could always consult with them. They'll give you advice.
No, I just hate my big bank. I hate my big bank. And you hate your big bank, too. So deal with Cornerstone First Financial.
Yes.
They're good folks over there. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Boom, bam.
So, Mrs. O'Meara and I, we're doing a little consolidation of debt down here. And, oh, my God. I remember back in the go-go days, before all the crap disintegrated, how, you know, it's like if you wanted an L. I got one for the restaurant years ago. I got a line of credit. It was like, hi, how are you, Phil? You want a line? How much you want? That. Okay. What's the collateral? Well, it's right over here. Okay. Bye. Thank you. And it's done. Now, you know, to get a tiny little LOC to get you through some debt consolidation is kind of crazy.
Tough.
It's like a lot of hoops.
And
it's not like they're saying no, but it's just
a process that would take, I would say, in the past, because I hadn't been through it in the go-go 80s, but I would say that it probably took maybe 2 or 3 days to get that cleared. Now it probably takes about a month, I would say, for anything.
Yeah, 5 to 6 weeks.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
5 to 6 weeks. I have made more calls to my accountant, Mr. Andrew, than I ever should for matters of this kind.
Is that what you call him to his face?
Mr. Andrew.
Hi, hello, Mr. Andrew.
How you doing today, Mr. Andrew? Anyway, back to Mac. Mac, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike.
How's life?
Life is doing okay.
Finals this week, right?
Finals were tough.
They were tough, and you got through them. Are you all done with them?
Yes.
Plans for the summer? Anything exciting that's going to be happening this summer? Anything on the horizon for the world of Mac?
Unfortunately, just more school. I'm taking more classes during the summer.
Good for you.
Yeah, but
good
for full context, you're 26 and you're still a sophomore.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Wait, okay. Cut him back down.
Just want to make sure that
one of those classes.
Yeah, Pony, there be a rough on Pony. I need you're there. You're in the room.
We don't
Pony,
need to celebrate him too much. Yeah.
What are the classes that you're taking? So much. Are you taking lifeguarding classes?
No, I haven't registered yet. I'm registering today.
Today.
Do you have anything on the horizon that you're thinking about studying?
Theater arts?
I think it's just, I'm probably just going to do my another computer science class, second English, and probably get the math, final math up done.
So tell us about your game. Now that you're not enthusiastic about school, but I know you're enthusiastic about gaming. Tell us about this wonderful game, the Vagine of Zelda, or
called. Legend, yes. It was rated like the best game of all time, and I thought...
Says it on the box, Mike, like the best game of all time.
No, it is rated the best game of all time.
Mm. What makes it wonderful?
By Metacritic. Oh. I thought it was a little overrated, but when I started playing it, it is amazing.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
No, it's, thank you very much. There's just so many things. It's got a great story. The mechanics are wonderful where it's kind of a sword swinging game where
I like that,
and there's just strange mechanics in it that are just make the game so much better.
Can you tell me just a thumbnail of the story?
Is King Koopa involved?
No, that's Mario. Thank you.
Are there any is there any nudity?
No.
Just with Mac.
That's a whole Far Cry. Mike, that's a Far Cry.
It's received a 10 from IGN, a masterpiece.
Woo!
A masterpiece.
Wow, the best way to lose your life.
Can I play this game in my home without being online?
Yes, you can only play it alone.
That's why he loves it.
Yeah, there is no online part of it.
Well, we've all had experience playing alone. We all know there's a lot of solitaire in this room.
Yes.
A lot of people know what's going on with that. It sounds... give it a plug again. What's it called?
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Who is this Zelda? I hear talk of this Zelda for many years.
It's a princess.
Somebody with hot breath.
It's a princess, and you play as Link trying to save Princess Zelda.
Stop that! Stop that, princess!
What are you going to do now, Mara? I don't know. That's a lot, Link. Get that secret chip, Cleo.
That's right, boss.
I don't. What's happening to those crazy things? We are trying right now to get Zelda, Princess Zelda. And then when he finds Zelda, she goes, "Hello, Lancelot." We are doing a Lancelot Link riff. Probably last time that show was on was a very long time.
I believe I have a clip from Legend of Zelda, Mike.
Right here we go. Let's listen. Let's
sit right here, Dragon Woman. Oh, good evening, folks. I'm your waiter, Ralph. What do you have?
That's Link.
How about a boiled lobster and mixed green salad with French dressing?
Yeah, make that two boiled lobsters on salad, waiter.
Gosh, I'm terribly sorry, folks, but we just ran out of lobster.
Well, Dumkopf, what do you have to eat?
Okay, pizza. All right. And it goes on
that's
on.
Where that's where that Breath of the Wild comes from.
That is the Breath of the Wild.
All
right
that lobster.
There.
Lancelot Link's secret chip. Well, I wish you well, and is there anything else? This will be the last time we talk for a while. How are you getting along with Oscar? Are you playing Overwatch at all anymore?
I haven't been playing since I got this new game. So I haven't now.
He quit us, Mike.
Oh, his mood has changed.
He quit us.
Did you quit them, Mac?
Well, we're not friends anymore on the game, so.
Yeah.
But what about real life?
He's been excommunicado.
There's still a little tension.
Yeah, it's been brought up to me.
We're trying to iron it out.
It's been brought up to me that oftentimes on a Friday when people are leaving the studio.
You
said it on the show that you will sometimes pull Oscar aside and say, "How are we doing? Will that happen today?" Because it's Friday.
I was thinking about it, but probably not now.
Okay. I did you a solid.
And any, I think I asked you this before. Any weekend plans besides the flowers for your mom?
No. I not that I know of. Yes, I am. Going to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Big movie
with
opening.
Your friends?
Yes.
With your mom?
No.
You should take your mom.
Is Guardians of the Galaxy the one that has like the tree, the Groot?
Yes, Groot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the sequel?
Yes, volume two.
Okay.
And right, Groot escapes, doesn't he?
Well, don't spoiler.
It's baby. Well, I mean, that's the whole plot, yeah, right? According to Kevin McCarthy on Fox 5, the beginning and the end are very good, but the middle drags, which from him means it's probably a disaster because he was ready to rave. I'm sure you would love it.
All right. So you're excited about this, Mac?
Yeah. I love the first one. And I can't wait to see the second.
Pants down.
Anything else? Mm.
Nope. I think that's it. We covered everything.
How's your brother, the tennis player?
How's he doing?
Mm-hmm. He's doing well. He's tennis just looking for, he went to the Dominican tennis Republic to find a place to have the wedding.
Oh, he's scouting?
Yeah.
Is there like a legal issue?
Yeah, people usually don't go to the DR and then get married later on in the DR. You just go and get married there.
What he said is, he said, hey, Mac, we're going down to the Dominican Republic. No blood tests.
Oh.
That's right.
Get it all done.
Mike? Mike.
Right? Oh, my God.
No, I'm Mike. Here. Yeah, all right. Yes, thank you, Mac. That was a great segment. We will take a break, and we'll come back with more fun. Whoa, more fun and more thrills. Oh, Daddy took a little nap.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back. Thank you, Mac. That was great. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Look at this guy.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, look at this. You stream.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I'm really freaked out now
because I don't remember the guy that I went to school with.
That guy's Washington Post pubic muscle is the biggest I've ever seen.
Is that a horse or a man?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oscar just bet a $4 on this guy to place.
Is that a horse or a man? Oh, I'd love to have those abs. Those
number three, Mike, well, you do have a birthday coming up.
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Rob's getting me abs for my birthday.
I'm yes, really and a gift bag.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. You know, we love the berries. We love the flowers. We love getting mom good things. But Sherry's Berries are the best, just like that wonderful Donna Peters, who won the berries on our show. Mother's Day is coming up. Don't forget Sherry's Berries, offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. Right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. And when you doppel your berries for mom, she'll get free cake truffles, too.
Woo!
That's like a whole extra gift for free.
Look at that.
Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before. If you haven't gotten Sherry's Berries, you have no idea what they are. They are the definitive dipped berry. They are so delicious. They're huge, sweet, juicy strawberries covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, white milk, and dark chocolatey goodness. They're superb. Sherry's Berries, an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mom's face. The only way to get this amazing berries deal, do it this weekend. Starting at just $19.99, is go to berries.com and then you use our code. The microphone is right in the top right-hand corner. Use the code TMOS. That's BERRIES.com and the code TMOS. When you click on the mic, this amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is right around the corner, so be sure to order now. And think of our show, please.
Yes.
Please.
With a lot of people TMOS. Asking about this. Think of our show.
Yes, thank you very much with that TMOS code. Don't forget there. I have a computer question before we end the week here because I want to make sure. My computer and Carlo's computer, we have perfect speeds down here. Our internet connection is doing extremely well, but occasionally now lately, more than it should, my computer's slowing down. Where are you, Pony Boy, on the cleaning software for computer devices? Like, for example...
Oh, so an internal cleaning, not like something you would do with a wipe.
No, I have an app on here.
I have software called Clean My... Yeah, I clean my computer religiously. Mm-hmm. But Clean My Mac is what I use.
You bought it offline?
We use that in studio on the interns.
Clean My Mac.
Yes.
I get it. Yeah. We're done talking about him. You ruined the last segment. I don't want to ruin this one. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding,
Mac. That's my job.
Yeah, you really didn't do that.
Yeah, boy.
I guess the answer would be yes, Oscar. I did get it offline a long time ago. And I periodically will use it, and it does seem to improve the performance. But sometimes it will pop up and say, you're in need of a cleaning, and I don't trust it. Should I be?
Buddy, I'll let you handle this. Okay. I'm going to step away, and you can go through the landmines.
You're in need of a cleaning.
So when it comes to this kind of software, especially the Clean My Mac software, it while it does help remove some stuff that might be slowing you down, it's really not files on your computer that slow it down. What's going to slow it down is stuff that's running in the background, like a program that sits there waiting to tell you when you need to clean your computer. What I would do is get rid of apps that you don't use anymore and definitely get rid of the Clean My Mac.
Yes.
And what is how can I maximize performance on a computer?
Also, Clean My Mac is in those Clean My Mac features have been known to be to house malware, which is essentially a virus. And for years now, Rubes have been told don't download that software.
Yeah.
So it's something you definitely want to delete, Mike.
Sometimes adware, not quite as malicious, but it's still annoying as hell.
Yeah, it'll slow you down.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go through my apps, shall we?
Okay.
Let's do this.
Is this something that we could do offline or we have to do now?
No, I want to do it now because I'm very busy today. Okay. I've got to
make sure.
You've made me late enough.
I've got a power walk off the show. Adobe Reader, do I need that?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell him anything he does or does not need, because once you delete it and it doesn't work later, you're going to be yelled at.
Why are you yelling?
Okay. We'll be yelled at.
You're being very negative.
All right, I'll say this. I have never used Adobe Reader.
Well, you don't like to read on the computer.
I'm not doing
I don't know how to read.
PDFs.
This shouldn't take long. I've only got a couple hundred of them.
Okay, good.
No, that's not true. Automator. What is that, Automator?
I think that's an actual built-in service for the Mac.
So it's not for building robots?
No. Calendar, I want to keep that. Chess. I don't need chess.
No.
How do I delete it? Do I just take it down? Oh, look. I just
drag it and put it in your trash bin.
I did. Okay.
A recipe for disaster.
Yes.
Does that mean it's permanently on the computer?
They're protecting it.
I don't know enough about this process, but I know this much, that if you delete something that is going to be imperative for your computer to run and it lets you delete it, then you're going to have a big
problem.
Apple
won't do that. They're extremely protective of that kind of stuff.
So tell them to delete everything he can. Why don't you tell him that, Pony?
Yeah, Pony.
Then I'll do that. Yeah. All right, then I'll do
that. That's a good idea.
I will not. I was kidding about going through each individual app. I wouldn't really want to do that. Anyway.
Selfish and rude.
Anyone you want to spotlight while you're there? I'm kind of fascinated.
There's nothing really interesting. That's why I looked through it already. There's really.
Do you have FileZilla? Nothing. That's a favorite.
No, it's a good one.
Make sure you take that hard drive one and put it right in the trash.
That's right.
I'm fine. I've got it. Contacts, all that.
Hey, while we're there, though, get rid of your Mac cleaner, though. I think that we'd all feel better if we watched you do that.
Oh, it's going to take 10 hours. They're not going to let him do that
right
away.
They make it hard to do.
Mm. Yeah.
Why is that going to be hard to do?
They make it hard.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Because you're activating multiple places.
Yeah. You love your new sound.
I do.
I would do this. Make an appointment at Genius Bar, take in your computer and Carla's, and then boom, bam, they'll take care of it right there the right way.
Because they're smart.
Hold on. Instead of going to the Genius Bar, maybe I could stand out on Route 75 and see if I can get hit by a car. Maybe I could do that.
Well, to be fair, in Pony's defense, he's not a Mac guy. He's a PC guy. So you're
asking
the wrong guy.
That always frustrates me. Why don't we get you love the Mac technology. Why is our chief computer person not a Mac person?
Because Mac isn't infrastructure.
Yeah, when I you need
on Linux and Windows.
You need PC for infrastructure. When I have a Mac problem, you know where I go? The Genius Bar.
Mm-hmm.
I know enough about the underlying OS.
Okay, no one's questioning you. Settle down.
Linux is case sensitive.
That's right.
I will go. Okay, now you're getting into the weeds. Okay, you're attacking me for this segment, and you're bringing the.
I'm not attacking. I love this segment.
I'm not going to the Genius Bar until they serve beer.
My dad was so funny. He's like, Oscar, and this happened 2 years ago, mind you, maybe three. He says, Oscar, can you come look at my computer? And he's got a little MacBook Pro. And he said, I downloaded this Mac cleaner from a pop-up that came in. I said, Dad, no!
Never buy anything from a pop-up?
Never even click on
anything.
Oh, I
got a great new
app.
I was looking at apps as we were talking right now. This is going to work really well.
Yes.
I'm going to install this. This should really improve things. This is a Rob Focus on the Show app. There we are. I'm gonna install that.
Mike, that'll slow everything down.
How many gigs?
Can't slow it down any more than it has. Anyway, that should be a lot of fun. Hey, I got a movie recommendation
for
everybody here. Oscar told me on pay-per-view Founder with Michael Keaton, the story of McDonald's.
We talked about it on a bonus show 2 weeks ago. The McDonald's movie.
McDonald's thief Ray Kroc. I finally watched it. And man, oh man, it's eye-opening. It really, really is. And it really makes me wonder. I don't care if I'm giving a spoiler alert about the story of McDonald's and how, because Oscar talked about it a little bit, and how this guy really kind of stole the idea, the concept, and then screwed over the people he stole it from. And I just wonder, does it make you wonder in big business just how many people have aspired to tremendous riches on the backs of the intellectual property of other people? Because one of the tenets of Ray Kroc was, you have to be persistent. There are a lot of talented people, a lot of educated people that are not successful. And yes. That spoke to me like nobody's business, that the American way in many cases is taking some wonderful intellectual property that somebody else and figuring out how to maximize the money.
Well, some people say Steve Jobs did that. Steve Jobs wasn't a programmer per se, and he was able to see...
It was Wozniak, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he was able to see the value in what Wozniak was doing and teamed up with him and was able to sell the idea of the Mac. And he's, you know, some people would say that he's one of the best salesmen in history because he sold these ideas and these concepts to people, and he saw the vision before it came, the anticipation of what was possible.
And the American way really is the guy that's going to get the attention is the guy that not comes up necessarily with the idea, but the guy that makes the money.
Who's selling it.
Because he gets credit for it, and that's what Ray Kroc put on his business card, well, at least in the movie, founder.
Before
of,
he
McDonald's.
Was even a founder.
You thumbnail.
When in fact, it was these two guys that were, you know. But then again, coming from the radio side of things, radio is a similar business model where you have the artists that want to do this and this and this, and you have the people that are saying, well, from a financial standpoint, we want you to do this, and the two collide. They collide between a service department and a sales department at an automobile dealership. And it's constant in the world of American business. With Ray Kroc, he goes and he sees this amazing system. He decides he's going to franchise it. But here's the thing about Ray Kroc, and you will find this out in the movie. This is a guy that not only didn't come up with the idea for McDonald's, he didn't even come up with the idea for how to make money with McDonald's.
No.
And he brought another guy in that finally showed him how that it was a real estate business. Then he buys the land and everything's fine. And then he screwed that guy at
over.
The end of the deal, too. He screwed everybody. And that, by the way, that's how you end up sitting on a giant pile of gold. But you maybe look in the mirror and don't sleep that well
and
at night.
And he stole that
but
guy's wife.
When you thumbnail
yeah, he
it.
Stole the guy's wife. He stole everything he had. It's amazing.
When
sure.
you thumbnail
that's
gotta the
be
plot.
True, right? That's got to be a true story,
oh,
right?
I looked it up. He definitely stole that one of his franchisees' wives.
And, wow. and he, I mean, so he, and then at the end, he's given a speech and he stole that from a record he was listening to. Just an abysmal human being, you know? And then, and really, ultimately, the big battle, the big creative battle, I am giving spoiler alert if you want to watch it, turn it down. The big battle is milkshake refrigeration. That's the ice cream refrigeration.
Right.
Is one of their greatest overhead costs. And I know that for a fact. A beer, walk-in beer cooler, walk-in food coolers. One of them, refrigeration, one of the most expensive electrical systems that you have.
So you don't want a big fridge.
He got powdered milkshakes, those plastic milkshakes you drink at McDonald's.
They switched back to milk after all these years.
Yeah, they switched back to milk. Yeah, because the people are going,
do you see it as almost like a chip where that greed chip, it's he couldn't get enough? Because we were talking about it before the show. He was actually at a point where he was comfortable, but he kept going. He wouldn't stop. He had the money. And he kept going. It's almost like it's a wire, like a wiring
watch
flaw.
Wall Street. Watch
yes,
Wall
of course.
Street.
Yeah.
You know, a zero
money never
sum,
sleeps.
Yeah. A zero sum game. And that's the way these guys, and Trump has said it too. You've got a zero
screw
sum
you,
game.
Screw
it's,
me.
It's the game.
India
it's
oats.
The game because they've got all the money they need. It doesn't
India
it doesn't oats compute.
Sell.
Wow.
India oats.
Yeah. But it's crazy. It really is crazy. And but man, oh man, I'm not sure I would not walk into a McDonald's again because
I went
he's
last
long
night, Mike.
Dead.
I went last
What's
night.
That?
I went last night.
Yeah, you can't boycott
I said,
him forever.
Roy Kroc, he's dead.
Did
Ray
you scream Kroc. Great
Ray
milkshake?
Kroc. Roy, no, because I drove by Roy Rogers and said, I want McDonald's instead.
Right. Oh, if you're in Roy Rogers, you are in the wilds of Virginia. They don't exist in an urban setting.
I did yell at the TV like a rube, though, because there's one scene where he's talking about the name McDonald's and how incredibly all-American. He said, nobody will buy, you know, Kroc hamburgers and stuff. And I scream and say, what about the shoes? Talking to Ray Kroc through the TV
Ray Kroc
in my
also,
bedroom.
You should know that when he stole, he didn't just steal the idea of McDonald's. He stole the royalties from them. It's important to highlight that. He never
promised
paid the royalties.
Them with a hand. How about, are you screaming at them in that handshake
oh
deal
scene?
Oh,
my God.
Frustrating.
Well, $100 million of money that is gone.
Yeah.
And he put him out of business. And you know why he put him out of business? I'm sorry, I know we're running out. He put him out of business, the original McDonald's, number one. He opened up in front of their shop to put him out of business.
Okay.
After he bought the name.
Squeezed him, yeah.
The reason why he did that, Mike, is because he wanted to erase their legacy. He wanted to erase their legacy, and he wanted to essentially capture that legacy, and so no one would remember that they existed. They wanted he wanted all the credit in the world for McDonald's.
He's like mentally ill.
Well, and rich.
Yes.
Let me see who's like that. Anyway, let's take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. Oscar's take on the Mike O'Mara Oscar's show take. When we come back, everybody. Get away.
Are you sick and tired of the same old dating scene? Dan O'Brien here to tell you we have the innovative app to help you find your true love. We call it TMOS Harmony, and we'll guarantee you'll find love with it. Pony matched with his sugar glider, Mac matched with himself, I matched with my tight shirt, and you can match with the TMOS bonus package. Who wants to swipe or click their way into love when all you have to do is listen to the TMOS bonus show? The TMOS bonus package. If it can help us pathetic interns find love, you'll be certain to find something you just can't ignore.
This will be written and produced at
MikeOMaraShow.com. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
He wrote it. I produced it.
So oh, my fun. God. That's awesome stuff, Dan O'Brien. Well, way to go. What do you think of that, Mac?
It was good.
Anyway, welcome back. That's exactly the kind of answer I wanted. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are going to be live on stage in New Orleans, Louisiana, everybody, and we want to see you there. Hello, musicians. How would you like a big break? A great gig in a legendary venue. We're going to be generous enough to help you out, so listen up. November 4th, 2017, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana, you could be the opening act for TMOS Live in NOLA. Just send us a note, and please, most importantly, a video sample. Got to see your band.
Yes.
Got to know who they are, who's in the band, all that good stuff. A lot of you have participated in this before that are musicologists. We'd love to see you. Send it to band at MikeOMaraShow.com. That address, again, is band at MikeOMaraShow.com. Or click TMOS Live, the TMOS Live button on our website. It is your first step to superstardom. You can thank us later. Contact us. We want to share a stage with you. And who's going through? That I haven't looked at him yet. We got any bites on that yet? Any,
we've got any a few takers? Submissions. I think we started this on Monday, so I'm
Tuesday.
Pretty impressed.
Tuesday, yeah.
Pretty impressed. Coming in,
that's
Mike.
Great.
Coming in.
I really, it's fun for us to do this. Fun to go through the bands. Fun to find the right fit. And we're looking forward to seeing you on stage. So please send that in today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Day.
I heard that.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, without further ado, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take!
Oscar.
Chess.
Another video of someone getting kicked off an overbooked flight is going viral. This time it was Delta. A couple with their two kids got booted off a flight from Hawaii to California last month because their toddler was in a seat that wasn't assigned to him. They originally bought the seat for their 18-year-old son, but he left on an earlier flight. And since the ticket was under a different name, Delta said the kid had to go. No more Delta. They wanted him to sit on his mom's lap, but the dad kept saying it wasn't safe and that they paid for the extra seat. At one point in the video, he's told that if they have to drag him off the plane, he could go to jail and lose custody of his kids.
What?
Ooh, what is going on the air? If he paid for the seat, who gives a rat? Oh, it's Oscar's take. It's not
Oscar's take.
Thank you. Sorry, go ahead.
Gentlemen, a couple things at play here, and let's highlight really the missteps that this family took before they jumped on this Delta flight. Mm. Probably Joel Rogers.
He's on the side
flying.
Of business.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Big airplane.
Millennials, this 18-year-old punk decided not to fly with his family. How dare he? A family trip is important to everybody involved, and you know that it takes hard-earned dollars to get together with your family. And as a kid, my family didn't take many of them because my dad was always away. So
yes.
I remember that sad time I went to Disney World, just my brother and myself and my mom, and we were too old to be there, but my mom had a dream, and she saved up for it. And I would never have missed that flight, and I was basically a teenager. And look, I'll say this, that airlines have been been treating their passengers unfairly for some time now, but I think that the pendulum is swinging. If you can get 10K to get bumped from a flight, you should also realize that it's not a free-for-all. So if you're fat turd of a kid, can't sit on his mom's lap because it's not safe, maybe put him on a diet and say, look, we'll pay for another flight. Follow the rules, people.
That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
Doesn't always take?
Come out the way we like it. Oscar, a 30-year-old woman in Colombia, recently got into a fight with her husband over money and ended up eating $7,000 in cash to hide it from him. It's not clear why she thought ingesting the money was her only option, but she ate it, and they removed 57 $100 bills from her stomach with surgery. They were in her intestines. That's $5,700 they got back. The good news is it looks like it's all still usable. The color of money. Her doctors couldn't get the rest of it, so she had to pass it. It's not clear if the cash is still available, and this happened down in Colombia, Oscar.
Gentlemen, Colombia, third world country. As we know, they were in the midst of a guerrilla war and a narco war. We learned that in Netflix, Narcos.
Right.
And have you ever heard the term Colombian necktie?
Yes.
That's violence.
It's horrible, horrible.
On a different
thing.
Level, gentlemen.
Yes.
I would say that this fella, for $1,300, this is probably cheaper, even if you had these in pesos, in Colombian dollars. Mm-hmm. That's cheaper than what a divorce would cost in the long run, because you've got two things in your corner, young man or gentleman. You've got crazy because she ate the money.
Yeah.
You've got a refund back of the $5,700. She'll probably be liable for that surgery as well.
Mm.
And she will go to la cárcel, which is the jail, for what she's done.
Okay. And you know what else, Mike? $1,300, still a cheaper meal than Buffalo Wild Wings.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Rob. Miley Cyrus, Oscar, has toned down her image in part so she can talk to people she disagrees with politically. She says, quote, let me try that again. Miley Cyrus says, quote,
I don't think those people are going to listen to me when I'm sitting there in nipple pasties.
What do you think of old Miley, Oscar? Your take on that?
Miley, you've got bigger problems in your life. Your father's changed his name to Cyrus.
Yes.
On the 20th anniversary of Achy Breaky Heart.
25th.
The idea that your father's still running around trying to be relevant.
Oscar's take.
The relevant.
Might want to hit that sounder again when he does that. Relevant.
Oscar's yes. take.
Is sad. And know this, I saw you trying to rock the vote with your nipple and pasties when old Cankles lost. Maybe work harder on your message and less on your body and your image.
All right, very good. Thank you. That's we're listening to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, failed. The National Retail Federation is expecting Mother's Day spending to go up 10%, reaching upwards of $23.6 billion this year. So how will we spend all that cash? 48% of people planning to buy mom flowers, hopefully from our sponsor, Pro Flowers. 28% buy jewelry, but mom's really excited about getting a nice dinner. 23% of moms say a nice dinner out is the perfect gift, and we know you love your mom-o.
I do. I'll say this. We all love our moms. We've all been put upon by our moms, especially as of late. My mom called me yesterday, started yelling at me about siding for the house. And I said, Mom, I don't live there. Why are you yelling at me? And then she said, well, call Carlos, the contractor. I called Carlos, the contractor, spoke to me in Spanish, and then yelled at me. My people like to yell. But know this.
A passionate people.
Regardless of the Spanish and yelling, because we're such a passionate people, they will always yes. get your Pro Flowers using that TMOS code, right top right-hand corner of the microphone. Make sure you're TMOS. Mm-hmm. You will get our deal. That's how you get the Pro Flowers. Don't forget about Cherry's Berries. Why not Flowers and Berries?
Both
right?
great.
TMOS, top right-hand corner of the microphone.
Double the berries.
Again,
double the berries.
TMOS. Yell at your loved ones.
Yes.
Thank you.
Call the ad agency. That's extra value. Thank you. Way to work that into the fabric.
Oscar's
just
take.
Like watching a movie where you see a Coca-Cola bottle sitting there. It's wonderful.
Oscar, or Pepsi, Joan.
Thank you. You have heard before that bad boys are more attractive than good guys, but most research shows the opposite is true. Now a new video is breaking it down. Basically, science concludes that the more kind you are, the more sex. The more kind you are, the more sex you will be gifted. For example, one study from the University of something, Gulp.
Oh, that's a good one.
Asked about 800 people about their sexual history and how likely they were to engage in selfless acts like charity work, helping people across the street, and donating blood. Researchers discovered that these surveys, people do them. Researchers discovered that those who were more altruistic had more success in the sex and dating department than those who were selfish. Oscar Santana, what do you say to that?
Gentlemen, with this research is flawed because nobody that's answering these questions is going to say that they were loosey-goosey with their you-know-what-y, all right? let me say this. I grew up knowing this, and I think it's still true. Women like the bad boy until they want to get married because the guy that they want to marry is usually a nice guy that worked hard in school and has a solid job, right? Mm-hmm. But till that point, right, the d***s get to see the bottom line, all right?
Thank you so much for that. That's very nice. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Thank you, Oscar. Not sure whether we have to edit
that. I don't even know what to bleep in that.
That's the problem.
It's all over the place.
Quite a bit in there. We will take a break. Rob, I know you like to bring in an extra...
Maddie's not happy about this.
Sorry about that. Maddie, my sincere apologies. You know,
she comes in special on a Friday and has to listen to that. Yeah,
I know. You know what? That's terrible. Maddie, my apologies, please.
That guy's a jerk.
I'll discipline him later. Rob, I know you bring an extra satchel of little sounds in on our comedy show.
Yeah.
I emphasize comedy show, letter writers. You know, do you have good ones for us today?
I have really fine stuff for you today. You'll enjoy it.
Rob's little sounds coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Weekends mean fun, relaxation, and of course, Rob Radio. This Saturday morning on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Great episode. We're going to watch Elvis transform, do a little fun with music with the Beach Boys, and we have the dulcet tones of Mr. Ed Sullivan. Saturday mornings at 7. Don't miss it. 97.1 FM in Ocean City and 971thewave.com worldwide. Rob Radio. It's good for what ails you.
Rob Spiewak.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, I know you've got your audio vault coming up here, but you asked for Lewis Black. He's standing outside. He requested music to do this promo for TMOS bonus packages.
Okay.
He wanted some sort of music in the background.
Okay, can he give me anything in particular that he likes?
You know, anything you want. We'll just bring him in. He said he wants to be cued in by the music, and then we'll do the bonus promo.
To be back
that's
in black.
Yeah, back in black.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
Back in black.
Give me one second, then.
Yes.
All
right. I'm sorry to throw you the wild card.
That's fine.
You know, occasionally we like to shake it up and have different people. Yes, Oscar.
I like to give props to Rob. He's heavy on the Instagram. Heavy, 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 heavy.
Yeah, I know. I'm not doing a good
job.
Killing
it, Rob. Killing it.
All I do is jinx my hockey team with my son going, "Let's go, Cap." Then they go out and they lose the crap. By the way, good luck, boys. Yeah, whatever. Lewis, come on in here. Thought I was going to die outside. I was aging. The TMS bonus show. It's a 6 uncensored, commercial-free episode that we record every week. Why do you do it every week? So you'll listen harder. What more do you need to know, for Christ's sake? Just get off your ass.
It's uncensored, Lewis.
It's uncensored. Go to MikeOmerishow.com and don't bother being a good Samaritan helping someone across the street when you can listen to the Mike O'Mara
Show. Do you give blood?
I don't give a blood, and I don't help people across the street, and I don't get laid. Get the bonus show. Goodbye. Wow, that was very
so
brief.
So pleased he came by, though. It was very nice treat.
He seemed so upset. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to open up the audio vault for today. And by the way, I hit something. Everything sounds different in here right now. I don't know what's going on.
Well, remember, that's a new tape of the door. That's why it sounds a little different.
Oh, the door.
The door. Okay. That's
all right, let's get right to the little sounds.
All right, Mike, you've had a wedding or two. I've had a wedding. Oscar has a wedding coming up. And I think one of the things they do now is they put a lapel mic on the officiant, whoever is, you know, doing the ceremony, so you can hear them particularly well, especially when they're moving around and doing stuff. This is good unless the officiant might have some sort of flu bug. This was on TMZ this morning. This officiant is in the middle of the vows and throws up. It's a lovely lady.
And empower you to do the things that you dream. I promise to be your biggest advocate and your best friend. I commit to sharing with you in seasons of abundance.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Play that again. That is the sound. That might be the sound of the month.
So what happens is the bride is actually, they've written their own vows. So the officiant is just standing there. I invite you to go to TMZ to look at this.
Oh my God. So this is the preacher.
It's a lady
this?
Officiant. Yeah. And you can see her, you know, she does that thing where she with her mouth a little bit, because she knows it's coming, and right in the middle of the vows, man.
I empower you to do the things that you dream. I promise to be your biggest advocate and your best friend. I commit to sharing with you in seasons of abundance.
Oh, gross.
It's too schmaltzy.
That is so nasty.
I know.
Refund. I want a threefer. I want
one more time. One more time.
I'm sorry. I know it's gross again. I know it's gross again.
Mike's take.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Here's the officiant once again. Maybe there was bad food at the cocktail party. I don't know. All
right. So wait, hold on. The bride that's
talking? The bride
is talking.
And the amazing thing is the bride barely breaks a sweat. I mean, she doesn't even notice. There is a maid of honor that goes to help her, but not the bride. Okay.
I empower you to do the things that you dream. I promise to be your biggest advocate and your best friend. I commit to sharing with you in seasons of abundance. And in seasons of scarcity.
So obviously she turns away, right?
A little bit, yeah. She turns away, but you know what? What's great is she turns towards the camera. Even though it's away from the crowd.
Great.
So that's on TMZ. You might want to check that out. Last night I had the pleasure of going to see Brian Wilson in concert here in town at the Lincoln Theater. They're very strict about cameras. And pictures and video and stuff. But, Mike, I did sneak a small piece of audio tape out, and I'd like you to hear it. I'd like you to hear this. Here's a Brian Wilson in concert last night.
Incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack.
There he is.
Bad Augusta. He's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think.
Great concert. It was a good show.
That sounds right, the genius thing.
Yeah, but you know what, Mike? Here's the thing. I don't want to argue music with you because I disagree with you on the album, but the thing is I would best describe Brian as looking frail.
He sounded great. He's getting up there. Yeah,
he sounded great, and he was playing piano well, but the thing that really threw me is that the show is in two acts, right? And there's an intermission. At the end of the first act and at the end of the show, he wasn't needed for about the last 90 seconds of the first half or the last minute of the end of the show. He just got up from the piano and walked away. As soon as he's done, he's done. And it's a little awkward because the rest of the band is playing. They have not even come to the finish yet. And he just stands up and walks off. So that was the one thing. No,
well, no,
that's
he's not
the one
a jerk,
thing.
Pony, he's, if you know the history of the guy's a little messed up.
And that is, I mean,
chromosomes.
He was so together.
No, he's drug. He had a lot of drug use.
Drug addled. And I think some mental issues.
True story. First time I saw Brian Wilson, he was being carried up to the stage.
Yeah.
Really?
By two handlers, yes. Brian Wilson's got some serious...
And that was really the only thing that tarnished the evening for me, because that's when I felt he might have been put out there for reasons that weren't totally him performing his
music. He didn't want to be there.
Yeah, but...
He had to pay some bills.
I will say, while he was performing, it was brilliant, and if the tour hits your town, 12 musicians recreating the sound, amazing. It was
Mike
great.
Doesn't want to be here.
No.
What was him walking away at the end of the show.
What was the venue?
The venue was... Guys, if you want to switch to audio channel B on the podcast, there's another show being hosted.
Why do you feel bad for that man? I've seen his documentary. It wasn't a cup of coffee either.
The problem is that I just don't feel if you really want to be doing it, you shouldn't be made to do it. I just hope the reasons that he's on stage are pure.
Do you think, who's the legend, the guy that you love that you saw with Oxygen?
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Do you think he wants to do it?
No, Paul wants the money.
Okay,
what about the
guy who does the telethon?
Jerry.
Yeah. Do you think he wants to do it?
Jerry wants the telethon. Jerry wants to be seen. But you see, it's different with Brian, because Brian, for so many years, has been controlled by his people. And I hope that's not happening.
Like psychiatrists. Yeah.
Oh. Is that HBO show I watched where the guy was like being...
Paul Giamatti played him, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did Paul Giamatti play the guy?
Yeah, in the movie Love and Mercy. Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, so there's that. That wasn't really...
And where was it? I asked you where it was.
The Lincoln Theater on U Street. It's right next to Ben's Chili Bowl. And it's a theater from the 1920s that they have totally revamped. It's gorgeous in there.
How was the Half Smoke?
So good. My mom had never been to a Ben, so she really
enjoyed
it.
The kids love it.
Are all signs of Cosby erased from the venue?
Mike, I was under a large picture of George Lopez. I saw Cosby.
Nice.
There.
One of our guys got in, Mike. What? Latino.
Oh, I thought you meant unfunny. Both answers work. Yesterday was Star Wars Day. I thought Seth Meyers had a pretty good joke about it.
Today was National Star Wars Day, and if you celebrated, no girlfriend you have.
But the best thing was, you know Danny Trejo, the tough guy? He was in a Snickers commercial.
Yeah, one of my people.
But he posted a video on Twitter.
Wait. Give the movies he's in. Oh, come on. He's in the great movie with the slasher movie.
He plays the character
Tarantino
Machete.
One.
He plays
Machete.
He posted this thing on Twitter just totally out of the blue that says he doesn't understand why this has been lost, but this was his audition to play Princess Leia. And it had a graphic and everything. So the video comes up and he's got the Princess Leia cinnamon bun wig on.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And this is the audio.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Trejo's Tacos, killing it.
So
on the West
great.
Coast.
Good news for Charlie, Mike. I know all that right. This is one of Charlie's favorite songs. He loves rapping.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ring, 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 ring.
Wonderful Charlie.
Banana phone.
So Banana Phone has been out for a long time. It sort of became a viral thing in about 2004. Well, they've actually started a crowdfunding campaign for an actual Bluetoothed banana that you can hook up to your cell phone.
So you can have a real banana
It's phone? A real banana phone.
Are you sick I do a power walk with that. Notifications, emails, text messages, and Snapchats? Is the 9-to-5 too serious? Do you often confuse your food with your phone?
Then you need a banana phone. Banana phone is a Bluetooth-enabled mobile handset that connects to your smartphone so you can talk to your friends and family on a banana. We like to think of it as a phone with appeal. And we're taking a bite out of the Apple accessory market, one banana at a time.
And the thing that really rang true with
me. I'd sell that on our show.
I would too.
We would sell an ass ton of banana phones. And you know who'd do it? We'd bring in Nikki Diamond to do the commercial.
Nikki Diamond.
But it's so funny because you're thinking an Apple product, but it's a banana phone. And it looks so great when the guy is talking into a banana.
Hear him going, banana phone.
Banana phone. And let us close with this. We'll close the week with this, Mike. You know what? This is odd. This is going to surprise you. But this happened in Florida.
And then I got to mention this. Yesterday in Florida, a drunk and naked man wielding a machete went on a rampage attacking mailboxes.
True.
In Florida, yeah.
Down where I live.
Local police put out an APB for literally any guy in Florida.
They have tape of the guy with the machete.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today.
You owe it to yourself.
Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Yeah, boy!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.